Splash. Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball. Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Cardinals dropped their home opener to the Giants 31-28 at State Farm Stadium. They led 20-0 at the half, 28-7 late in the third quarter, but their defense could do nothing to slow down Daniel Jones and the Giants offense, which rolled up 358 yards and 31 points in the second half alone. Graham Gano's 34-yard field goal proved to be the game winner with 19 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Cardinals now 1-14 in their last 15 games on the home turf. Cardinals will face their third straight NFC East opponent Sunday at State Farm Stadium when they host the Dallas Cowboys. Speaking of America's team, they dismantled the Aaron Rodgers-less Jets 30-10 yesterday in Dallas.
Yeah, and if you thought the crowd makeup was bad full of Giants fans this week, just wait till next week, folks.
If you do brave it, and I know, you know, there's going to be a lot of talk about Cardinals fans defending their turf, not selling their tickets this week. If you do go to the game, Cardinals fans, bring a clothespin. That's all I'm saying.
I fear this week might
for
be
your nose, Jared.
Because they stink?
Yes.
Bunch of smelly people.
Gotta take shots at the other fan bases when you can.
I fear this weekend is going to be the worst it's ever been at State Farm Stadium in terms of infidels.
Look, let's just get it out here. This has the potential to be the worst football weekend in the history of Phoenix,
this
Arizona.
This coming weekend?
Yes.
Yes.
Who's ASU got?
USC.
Whoops.
With Jarrett Carlin at quarterback.
Yeah. Good to see you right on top of that one, Jarrett.
Yeah.
Who do you got this weekend?
I knew that, Dan. I was setting it up for...
Oh, I got you. Oh, sorry.
He's producing.
Your brilliant comedic timing, my bad.
You're like a John Stockton, just setting everybody up over there, Jarrett.
Dropping dimes.
I am not like John Stockton.
He's got better hair. Elsewhere in the NFC West, the Seahawks needed overtime, but they got by the Lions 37-31. Geno Smith hitting Tyler Lockett on a 6-yard touchdown pass on Seattle's first overtime possession. 49ers moved to 2-0 with a 30-23 win over the Rams at SoFi Stadium. Christian McCaffrey, Debo Samuel, Brock Purdy all had rushing touchdowns for the Niners. On Sunday Night Football, the Dolphins hung on to beat the Patriots 24-17 in Foxborough. Raheem Mostert ran for 121 yards and 2 touchdowns for Miami. Now 2-0, one of 8 undefeated teams through 2 weeks.
Yeah.
With 2 games remaining tonight.
How about that? One of my takeaways from this weekend, football, it does not belong to Bill Belichick and Nick Saban anymore.
No, it does not. Two more teams have a chance to join that club as week 2 in the NFL wraps up tonight. Monday night doubleheader. Saints visit the Panthers in Charlotte at 4:15 on ESPN. Then it's the Steelers hosting the Browns in Pittsburgh at 5:15 on ABC. The Chicago Cubs are the anti-Mets for the Arizona Diamondbacks. After dropping 3 of 4 in a discouraging trip to New York last week, the Diamondbacks completed a 3-game sweep of the Cubs.
The Cubs!
At Chase Field with a convincing 6-2 win in front of a national television audience on ESPN. D-backs jumped on Cubs starter Jordan Wicks for 3 runs in the first. They never looked back. It did get close. The Cubs closed to within a run in the third, but Ketel Marte clubbed a 2-run homer in the sixth. Jace Peterson added an RBI double in the seventh. Day off today for the D-backs before they host the Giants for a crucial 2-game set at Chase Field starting tomorrow. Scoreboard watch in the wild card chase in the National League. Phillies lost to the Cardinals 6-5. Miami blew out Atlanta 16-2. The Reds fell to the Mets 8-4, and the Giants outslugged the Rockies 11-10. So it's the Phillies still in the number one spot. The D-backs now in number 2 as they leapfrog the Cubs. They're a half game over Chicago and Miami. Cincinnati a half game behind them, and the Giants still lurking just 2 games
Unbelievable.
Back.
Unbelievable. This baseball team is psycho.
Yeah, you can't figure it out.
You never know what team is going to show up.
No, you don't. Bad news on the injury front for the D-backs. Right-hander Dre Jameson will need Tommy John surgery. That was announced by manager Torrey Lovello on Sunday. Jameson pitched 68 and two-thirds innings this year, split between the D-backs and AAA Reno, likely to miss the entire 2024 season. That's a blow. To say Saturday night did not go well for Kenny Dillingham's Arizona State Sun Devils would be a gigantic understatement. The Devils got blanked by Fresno State 29-0.
The first time they've been shut
out at home since a 50-0 loss to USC back in 1988. Jaden Rashada missed the game with an undisclosed injury. Dillingham said the freshman will miss 4 to 6 weeks. Trenton Bourget started. He threw a pick and got hurt. Drew Pine came in, committed 4 turnovers. He got hurt. ASU finished the game with 4-stringer Jacob Conover at quarterback. That didn't go well either. Meanwhile, Arizona crushed UTEP 31-10 in Tucson. NAU fell to Utah Tech 50-36 in Flagstaff. And the new AP college rankings are out. Georgia and Michigan remain number 1 and 2. Texas jumped Florida State to number 3. Seminoles are 4th, USC at 5. Alabama struggled to beat South Florida. They fell out of the top 10 for the first time in 128 weeks. They're number 13. Washington is 8th. Utah moves up to 10th. Oregon 11th. Oregon State 14th. Colorado, who needed overtime to beat Colorado State, is 19th. Washington State 21st. And UCLA is 22nd.
That Colorado State game was so awesome of a spectacle and so dirty.
Yes.
You couldn't take your eyes off it. In fact, there were people at former Sun Devil Stadium, famously.
Yes.
You see footage?
Oh, yeah.
They're all watching the Colorado State game.
I was like, I'm not watching this. I'm going to watch the game. It's actually competitive.
Yeah.
Colorado State had it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Man, did they tense up at the end of that game. There you go. There is your splash.